thing.
It's one of the worst jokes I've ever heard, but those ones always stick with you.
Wow.
And you're just like, wow, that's awful. Thanks.
I'm pissed now.
Anyway, so I guess we got a bunch of...
It's so worth it. It's such a good one.
Rest in potatoes.
War Horse.
Rules ass. Sorry, I had to yell it.
Hello and welcome to the Discount Podcast, the only internet show in existence. I am your host, Anton. With me is Jovi.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. Come on down, you're next.
And Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Who's got the box of Wheaties? That's supermarket sweep, I'm sorry.
Any... I was going to say, like, all right. But
holy shit, welcome.
So close.
To the show, the OG, the original, accept no fucking substitutions. Twitter's being a bitch, I will get to that shortly. Hi. If I sound frustrated, it's because I legit just spent almost two and a half hours of my life trying to figure out why no audio was coming through to Audacity. And it turns out that it was because I've been streaming lately, which I will also get to at some point. My computer just decided that, like, the key component to everything working was just...
They just turned it off.
Just shut it off.
And then
it's
make
fine.
It impossible to see which setting that is.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. So, god damn it.
We're here.
Here we are.
We're queer.
We're here.
Except
we're queer.
Mike.
And also...
I mean, fuck you, Steve!
I said that just to wait for you to be like, hey.
I mean, the way I dress, like, honestly.
I mean, it's...
If we're going with the original definition of queer... If we're going with the OG 1800s definition of queer,
suppose, yeah,
that is
weird,
Mike's
yeah.
whole existence.
Do me a favor, Jovi. Take a picture of Mike right now. Just sitting down. You don't get to stand up or nothing. Just.
I mean, he's sitting next to Cassidy. I think the idea will come across just fine.
Right, yeah. Just give him a nice arms up. There you go. Yeah, no, your thumbs up is too enthusiastic. There you go. Thank you. Take a picture of it. Throw it up in the Discord. If you want to see what we're talking about.
Should I put the sunglasses on?
Is
that too far?
Do you have them on your person?
He just put them down before we started.
Then hell yeah, put the sunglasses on. Take the photo.
I'm going to be really confused later when I find five pictures of Mike. I'm gonna be like, oh, right.
And I'm going to fuck with you so hard. I'm going to be like, dude, you were like, oh my god, Mike. You were looking fly as fuck. Oh, man. So 70s.
You
very
seen these thighs?
Very Greg Brady of you.
I know, like, in between your thighs and his calves, look out, world.
Like I said earlier, I'm a fucking bona fide Adonis from the knee to the ankle. Minus the shitty Alice tattoo. Yeah, throw that up in the Discord. And Mike looks like a fucking walking packet of Tang right now. So, and I appreciate it, to be completely honest. If you want to see that photo... You can head over to our Twitter.
Hang on.
You can get the link.
There's that noise.
To the Discord.
It's pinned and everything.
And you can fucking go look at Mike. Just looking like a regular old fucking packet of Tang. Looking like a drink. Not a snack. Because if... I'm going to be completely honest. If I ever saw anybody fucking dumping powder... Like,
Tang.
It's not
okay, but people eat raw ramen with the seasoning packet.
That I'm okay with. And if you presented me with a thing like a pixie stick that tasted like Tang...
That was going to be my secondary question.
However...
But just drinking or eating from the Tang bucket...
Have done in my life.
Fight me.
Absolutely.
So
have
take
done
back
in my
what
life.
You said.
There's really nothing I can...
I'm going to mute for a second. I just got to clear my throat.
There's nothing I can say beyond like, yeah, absolutely have eaten from the... container of Tang. It's a sad state of affairs.
And here we are.
Fun fact, that exact noise used to be my... It probably still is. My phone's just always on silent. was my dad's text tone.
Mm-hmm. No,
which
I remember.
I did just to piss him off.
I can't get that fucking, I can't get that shit out of my head.
What?
The fucking, the goddamn...
Oh yeah, it sticks around.
To me, that just says staying home sick.
No, see, the fun part for me.
Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
My senior year, I went half to regular high school, but before that, I went to the alternative high school.
Yes.
And I got out of that right before Price is Right started. So, like, I get picked up, I would go home, I get baked as fuck, and watch Price is Right, and then I'd go to regular high school, and dude, this would still be stuck in my head, and I'd be like, and everybody else is like, we've been here for hours, and I'd be like, just high as hell at 10:30 in the morning, just like,
it just, this is going to be an interesting show. We got a lot to talk about, we got a lot of topics to touch on.
And questions that are
and
pretty
questions,
dope.
I'm excited.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Also very much, you'll have to forgive me, I'm trying to bring myself back from the frustration that I thought...
He was rightfully very angry. And,
dude.
Well, you know, those of you who have ever fought with tech know, yep, it always ends up being the dumbest, simplest thing that you just couldn't find.
Oh, it's great when it works.
Yeah.
When everything just works.
It's beautiful.
Bethesda. It just
works. It's not a bug, it's a feature. God
thanks,
damn it.
Todd.
I had to win. I had to win at that one.
It's not a bug.
It's a feature.
Okay.
It's not a bug. It's not a bug. It's a feature. One of the greatest features we've ever seen in any game. It's a great feature.
Oh,
we're doing
please,
more
that hurts
for features.
Me so much. Please, no, do not make Trump the voice of Bethesda. It makes too much sense.
You know,
stop.
I
no.
Show,
look, the Mothman, he's the greatest invention we've ever had. You gotta get Joby, 76. We got a Mothman, we got a Slothman.
Do you know what it was? I showed a lot of people the game. I showed a lot of people the bugs. Do you know what they said to me?
Best bugs ever.
They great. Said, Todd. Well, it
was great.
It was a smashing success. It was awesome.
Ask anybody.
Yeah.
Then, I've heard from many people. I've heard from so many people.
The Chinese, the China, they're a big one. They had a problem with it. They were more on the side of like,
what the fuck, Richard?
It was a big mishmash. It was a lot of things.
But I've done more for gaming than anyone.
I fucking honestly expect that to be like the next stupid fucking line out of his mouth.
I've done more for gaming than anybody.
He's trying to ban TikTok. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah,
man.
Which is like super fucking
weird,
because
like also because a lot of Black Lives Matter communication is done through TikTok, because, well, much like Snapchat, it's small, it's quick, it goes away fast, it's hard to keep track of, and he doesn't like that.
Like me.
You know who does? You know who does like that Snapchat's quick and it should go away quickly? Chris D'Elia. Anyway.
Oh! So, I think we have that
him.
Noise, goddammit.
Oh, the
no,
O?
Absolutely fuck him.
Yeah, I gotta know.
You Here's the funny part. I've been watching you since it came out on Netflix.
Sorry, I just exploded.
Yeah. The series You on Netflix I've been watching since it started, and Anton's caught bits and pieces while he's gaming and shit. And the last season, as many people know...
Oh, we've
spoken
of this, yes. It's yeah. Dexter 2.0, basically.
Well, no. In the last season, Chris D'Elia ends up being a comedian who takes advantage of teenagers and then tortures them and then, like, rapes them. And it's awful. But, like, Anton was like, I don't know. It kind of, like, fits way too well. And I'm like, shut up.
I don't need this.
This is fiction.
Disgusting!
Like, yeah, let me have my fiction. And then all that shit came out, and literally the creators of that series were like, oh, fuck, we fucked up. Do we take it off of Netflix? Do we leave it on? Is there a point to be made? Is
there's,
this evidence?
There's
is
really,
this fucking evidence? Of
there's,
this?
there's no winning there at that point.
No!
I mean, even...
If you can yell, I didn't know, all you want, but it's too late.
If you're accused of something, I think in recent memory, the only person that's really handled this the best that he could has been Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle, yeah.
Matt Riddle's been the only one. He was accused of some shit. He came out with receipts and was like, yo, this is what happened.
This
I had a fucking affair.
Me, man.
And she started stalking me. I don't like talking about it. We had an affair. Yes, I fucked up. I'm a piece of shit. But beyond that, I didn't fucking do anything.
Right.
So everybody can just fuck off.
I mean, that's it. Honestly, Tobuscus was in the right too, but he came out too angry and swinging too hard.
Yeah.
And he was just like, this fucking bitch. And I was like, bro, you've never sworn on your channel.
Matt just came out and was like,
bro.
Basically.
Whoops.
He was like, I don't want to talk about this. Oh, no. Sorry. I just saw a sign that said Pillman 9mm.
Oof.
And now I'm sad.
Is that a brand?
Okay. Anyway, Mike, so let's get started. Wait.
He's going to get that out of the way.
Announce what we're watching. Poor favor.
I'm so
Survivor
happy you mentioned
Series
that.
2006.
Yes, we are 12 minutes. We're 12 minutes in.
Insert time here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are 12 minutes in. And go for it. We're looking at a very sad old Sergeant Slaughter facing off against the young Nikki. Also,
it's
Dolph.
Yeah, Sergeant Slaughter and Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair versus the Spirit Squad, which includes Dolph.
Did you say Ric Flair?
Yeah. He's in the corner.
You said Ric Flair?
I did say Ric Flair.
That Ric Flair?
That Ric Flair.
One of those Ric Flairs, yes.
One of those. It's fucked up. You can't tell who's who.
Welcome to the new soundboard, kids.
It's back and it's better than ever.
Get used to
it. Like Eric Bischoff?
Yeah.
I will repeat something we said when we were unable to record. Me and Anton had the chance to meet Eric Bischoff, and we saw him from afar, and his line, after all weekend at the fucking con. Was it
Which con was that?
Midwest Gaming.
Oh, yeah, it was MGC.
It was when Ernie Hudson was there.
And yes, I specifically remember seeing him and going,
no,
look,
thanks.
There's Bischoff.
Yep.
And you were like, do you? I'm like, oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah. I was like, do you want to meet him? And he was like, no, do you? Being the longer time wrestling fan, I was like, as I said to Mike, what the fuck am I going to say to him?
I think I got all I need to out of
nice
what
teeth.
I know.
He's over there. Yeah, and like...
just walk
teeth.
Up to him.
I think I'll fucking take him.
Just walk up to him and be like, just for men.
Just for men. By men. And
boom. Tough acting. Sorry.
Boom. Tough acting, Tenactin.
I mean, back in the day, they did advertise for Tenactin on wrestling, which was just the most on-point advertisement I've ever seen.
But I have to ask you, though, for all the publicity, what did Tenactin? Really? Come on, man. That's you can't.
I wanted to repeat the joke about the fucking the my friend submitted 10 puns to the pun contest.
Couldn't even hear that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just wanted to repeat that joke about my friend submitted 10 puns to a pun contest. None of them got accepted except for one. That one didn't win, so no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
It's one of the worst jokes I've ever heard, but those ones always stick with you.
Wow.
You're just like, wow, that's awful. Thanks.
I'm pissed now!
Anyway, so I guess we got a bunch of...
It's so worth it. It's such a good one.
We got a bunch of shit to talk about. Also, let's open real early. Hockey's back.
Hockey's back. Hooray, Mike.
Let me know.
And the headphones come off.
Let me know.
I'm ready.
All right.
Hockey.
Why?
Okay.
The opening or hockey's opening?
I will maintain. If they're going to fucking do it, I'm going to watch it because it's hockey, but at the same time, fuck off.
Right.
It doesn't seem like a thing that's necessary right now.
Well,
honestly.
Any sport in general.
Basically.
Even if there wasn't a pandemic, it's not necessary. But
no, absolutely not. Definitely not now, though.
I will also maintain that hockey is not a sport because it's not played with the ball. But anyway.
It's an athletic competition.
That's your qualifier?
No, it's an old Carlin joke. I just wanted to throw it in there.
It's an old car.
I can't remember that one.
Yeah.
Face your microphone, baby girl.
That's where he ended up with the rat shit, bat shit, dirty old bot, 69 assholes tied in a knot. Hooray.
Lizard shit. Fuck.
And, yeah, that's how he got there. Hockey was a part of that rant.
Yeah.
Anyway, on a similar note, the best of the Brewers players, sort of, this year. It's always hard to tell with the Brewers, because, like, they got, like, 3 years tops most of the time, and then they suck. But just opted out of this whole season.
At was least like, they're no, not I'm the going Padres.
Home. And I was like, I saw the headline, and I went, good for him. Because, like, honestly, if I were in professional sports right now and I looked at the state of things, I'd be like, no, I'd rather go home. Will I still make my money? Eh, fuck
I
it.
Have enough.
Yeah,
it's
whatever.
Fine.
I don't need it. Whatever.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it. I don't need it.
I guess but I just won't stay at the third mansion.
Yeah, Ryan.
Right. I can't go to my summer home in Aspen.
Did I mention the lady last week that was married to a Brewers player that came into our work?
No. But go ahead and get it, and then we can move on to the list.
Oh, it's
here.
Super short.
We got some stuff to talk about.
She comes in, and as with anybody with a pharmacy, like, you ask what their address is. And she, with the utmost attitude, goes, which one? I have 7 houses. And I shit you not.
You personally, bitch?
Yeah. I shit you not. The pharmacist went, well, I wouldn't know that. And she went, I'm married to so-and-so. And they went, well, then you don't.
Holy
own.
Shit, so-and-so?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm not going to name who it was. Cause, like,
I didn't even pay attention to baseball. So-and-so? Fuck, man.
Holy shit. But it was
not
the funniest
so-and-so.
Shit. Because the pharmacist that was dealing with it was just so done for the day and went, well, you don't own 7 houses. He does.
Ooh. Damn.
Just, like, bro, that is borderline going to get you a
damn.
Complaint, but go for it.
Fuck on me.
Oh my god, savage. Bitch, you don't own nothing.
You don't own shit. Give me an address. Shut the fuck up. Are you picking this up or not?
I own his dick. That's what you think. That's you what
and
you think.
He's got 7 houses.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you
probably
exist in one of
12
them.
Girlfriends. Like, just shush.
Hey, to break it to your sister, but...
Let me tell you something, brother!
Right, like, you ain't shit.
I'm pissed now.
I'm pissed now!
There we go.
Oh, god damn it. I love that so much.
Which
These
one
shirts are too tight, too, Billy!
Why is the door locked?
The door's locked, too!
What all you right. want to go with next?
Hey, Flyers jersey.
Do you want to get something upsetting out of the way?
No. Let's let Mike take the reins here. I have written on the board the sad Abra.
It's really a story, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah, it. That's the point.
Unrelated, related to the last story, when Corey Hart was still a Brewer, he came into our Target all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And I almost fucking ran into him.
Like,
anyway,
actually?
Yeah, like, okay. Actually,
like,
almost.
Hart?
Gotcha.
No, yeah. Me, personally. I couldn't see because I was carrying shit.
Ah.
But, anyway... Doesn't matter. He sucks. Moving on.
I heard he was a nice guy, but he was just annoying and kind of egotistical, so, like,
Listener of the show.
Anyway.
I just got mad he never used sunglasses at night as his at-bat music. I was like, it's
it
right
fit.
There!
It
like, legitimately so. Was angry for 3 years. Anyway, you're sad, Abra.
It really should just be the sad Abra story, because it's just... disappointing to me and anyone who plays Pokemon Go and will understand this, because a while back I got an Abra that had fantastic stats and also a high CP, so I didn't have to like dump a bunch of candies into it
right.
to make it powerful. And over the last 2 months I've had it as my buddy, building up candies very slowly because it just fucked up every now and again and wouldn't register half the stat or the distance.
Oh yeah.
But just today, sorry, yesterday. I'm dumb. Just yesterday, I had gotten enough candies to evolve it to an Alakazam.
Nice.
And I thought it was going to be a lot stronger.
Oh, no.
Than it is. Because it was mad. Because the max CP as an Abra was like 1100. And I'm like,
right.
Fuck yeah, dude, nice. Then it Kadabra, it was like 18, whatever. So I'm like, okay, you know, it's not. Alakazam was way fucking, you know, top tier. It'll, you know, jump up, whatever,
right.
And then...
Like, I'll get to almost 3,000,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
And then I evolved it this morning, and it's Not even 2,800?
I mean, that's still pretty high.
Which
I
is,
mean,
yeah, yeah, it's not terrible, but...
But when you put the work
such
in...
Such aspirations
and like,
2.5 months ago, and then today it's just like...
I mean, that's really life, isn't it?
I re-downloaded Pokemon Go life. Just because Ghastly was the community thing. One,
yeah. I wanted a shiny Ghastly.
He wanted a shiny, but he was at work. So it's like, dope. Fuck it. I haven't played for forever.
Yeah, the Ghastly is.
The Ghastly's fucking dope, right?
That's and foreshadowing.
Like, yeah. And he's like, catch one for me. And I'm like, cool. So I caught a few and just kept playing so I could evolve it because that's what you want to do once you get a shiny. Like, I want to see what else it does. And I evolved it once and went, oh.
Yeah, because Haunter's the exact same, only it's got a purple mouth.
Woo! It's literally like if you took the color code and changed one number. Mm-hmm. So it pissed me the fuck off. I was like, And this is me, like... And this is me, like, I haven't played Pokemon Go, apparently, when I logged in at all this year. So it was like, celebrate 2020, and it was like, oh shit, it's been that long since
must
I played
we?
Should I?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, oh, what little you know.
There's a lot of questionable, in those three words, there's a lot of questionable verbiage.
Yeah, like, let's celebrate 2020. No, there's
tried.
No let's, there's no celebrate, and let's not talk about this year. And then I evolve it, and I'm like, all right, whatever. But I waited until I can evolve it all the way, so I'm like, well, fuck it. Maybe if I evolve it all the way into the Gengar, it'll be cool.
It'll be dope.
And I hit it again, and nope. It was half
and
a shade
off. And it was like, Ike,
Gengar.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, and I'm just like, are you fucking serious? So I warned him, just out of politeness.
Like, just like, don't even
just,
buy, leave it
just
gas,
fucking
like.
Keep it. Just don't. And then one of those office memes came up, and it was like, what's the difference between this picture and this picture?
Oh, corporate's going to need you to tell me the difference between these two photos.
Yeah, it's just the regular Gengar and the fucking shiny Gengar, and she's like, it's the same picture. And I saw that, like, 10 minutes after this happened, and I was like, oh my god, my life.
Yep.
This is why I put this game down. Fuck you people.
Like, yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah. Oh.
It was sad.
Yeah.
But there is good news.
What?
Which one? Are you asking me to just pick something off the
no,
board?
No, I'm saying that in terms of Pokemon, because I already told you that Magikarp is the community
yeah.
one this,
okay,
this
so
year.
For
year.
So you're
what?
Probably going to find you finally get your shiny after a year and a half?
And I will fail my quest after a year and a half.
Yeah, so quick rundown here. I spent the time... And got all the candies legit for my first Gyarados, and I did, and then they came out with shinies, but I had already caught enough Magikarp to evolve a second Gyarados, but I refused to do it because I already have a regular one, I want a shiny, and that's also part of my research, is to evolve a Magikarp, which is just fucking cruel, and Mike has been, like, feverishly trying to catch every Magikarp he can just to give me a shiny.
Because that's what bros do.
Yeah, that's what fucking... That's what Brokemon do. And he's been unsuccessful so far, to no fault of his own, but thank you. but the next Community Day Pokemon is Magikarp, so it's basically like,
guaranteed
I don't know, open it,
shiny.
Catch one.
Yeah.
Like
after all this.
So, yeah, so it's dope, but he's also like...
You said that as Benoit came out, and I was just like,
Now he's on a crunch.
Benoit.
I mean, that's a thing that happened. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
It's a stretch. Let me have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a stretch. It's a stretch. I will give it to you, though.
Thank you.
So, yeah, basically, undoubtedly, at some point during the next community day, I will probably finally be able to cross that off my list. And that's fun. And I like that. It's good stuff. Anyway.
I won't get any XP,
such
but, you know.
Such good shit.
Whatever.
God.
At least I told
shit.
You.
That's true.
Right.
That is true.
This is very true.
In more good news, if anybody watched AEW Dynamite this week, there was a pretty fucking awesome thing that happened.
Can I?
There was, well, first of all, Warhorse.
Rules ass. Sorry, I had to yell it.
He was finally made his debut, which,
by the
way... I mean,
the burp was perfect, considering it's Warhorse, rules ass. Like, yeah, no.
Eddie Kingston, who was on the previous week to challenge for the TNT title, fucking...
He got signed today.
Dude, he got signed, and hell yeah. Dude hell deserves it. Yeah. He cut one of the most fire fucking real promos I've ever heard in my life.
And, like, I was vaguely familiar with him because, like, I'm bad at keeping up with indies, dude. Like, life has a lot throwing at me all the time, so...
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, like, I can't keep up with shit like some people can, but I had at least heard the name, so I was stoked when he showed up, and the fact that he got signed after just showing up and fucking just killing destroying it. Shit. Oh, yeah.
Hell of a wrestler. Absolutely
destroying hell of a wrestler. Shit. One of the best promos I've seen in a long time, and mm-hmm. a hell of a fucking match.
Mm-hmm.
He gets signed. Super stoked. Granted... That whole fucking week before that match, everybody was like, Warhorse. To the point, Arn Anderson, during an interview, was like, what about that kid Warhorse?
What about that Warhorse guy?
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh my god. And then Eddie Kingston came out, and we were like, Swerve. I mean, okay. All right, that's fine. And then he, like, fucking just kicked ass, and we're like, all right, behind that, totally cool.
Like, even and then me, they, like, that week, I was just like, he came out, and I went... That's not Warhorse. Who is this?
What? Yeah, come on, not fair. Give us Warhorse. And then they straight announced, what, like 2 hours after that Dynamite? Next week, Warhorse. And it had been like a mystery opponent against Cody. I think it was actually the next day,
but it was very quick.
Yeah, it was just seemed very quick. And like, it had been mystery opponents because it's, you know, a fucking open challenge. But it was so quick that they were like, next week, Warhorse. And we're like, excuse me?
So yeah,
did we win? The entire internet.
Oh, it really did.
Dude, Sports Illustrated covered, like, the power of the internet, how Warhorse came to be on television because of Twitter. And I was like, that headline's totally right.
That actually leads into the thing that I was going to bring up, which can you pour me, what do we got? Let me get a halfsie.
Can do.
So... Warhorse has his match with Cody. Great fucking match. Warhorse's finish is the elbow drop, Macho Man style.
It is prettier
than anything fucking Macho Man has ever dropped. Yeah. And I hate saying that because it sounds disrespectful. But Warhorse's elbow drop is fucking artful.
It's
because
he does the thing where it's like a swanton.
Yeah, where he goes way up.
Yeah, last second that elbow comes up.
He goes up and he holds that elbow. Fucking proud and powerful, and then just bam!
Yeah, it's...
Hits him with it. It's amazing.
So fucking good.
So, they have their whole match. Cody wins.
Sorry, I was listening, so I pulled full ones.
That's fine. So. I think I'll live.
Darn.
Actually, I don't have to work tomorrow. I don't give a fuck. So, he has his match. It's all fucking gravy. Hang on. Drink, bitches.
Oh, wait.
Anyway, three burps.
Wow,
today.
That sounded good.
Yeah, it was awesome. So he has his match. It's fucking awesome. Hell of a fucking match. And then after the fact, what was it? It was Dark Order. Right?
Dark Order came Dark out Order comes and out. Attacked. They attacked Warhorse to get him out of the way to attack Cody.
No. What happened was they came out and Cody's back was turned to the ramp. And Warhorse and Cody were facing each other. Evil Uno.
Yeah, I was
Dark
gonna say
Order
Evil Uno.
Gets in the ring, and Warhorse pushes Cody out of the way, thereby saving him. And so Dark Order is fucking beating the shit out of Warhorse, and then Arn Anderson gets in the ring, and he's setting up for the Spine Buster. He's in position, he's ready to go, and we're fucking losing it. We're like, holy shit, do it. Spine bust a motherfucker, please spine bust somebody. And then this motherfucker comes out from the ramp, and I'm looking at him
What? Yep. Sorry. I can't get over how, like, I admit how smarky fangirl brain my brain is. I just saw the outline of the man and was like, holy fuck.
I don't know who this is. I gotta call BS on that one, because you were just staring at it. And I was watching it, and I'm trying to catch a glimpse of dude's face, and just based on the beard shape, mm-hmm. I'm like, no. And then I out loud went, is that fucking Matt? And then you stood up, and you're like, no. And I was like, that's fucking Matt! And god damn it, who walks down the ramp? Then fucking Matt Cardona, Zack Ryder himself.
God, oh, I love him.
God, it was so good. And he's looking jacked, baby. Look at real jacked. Dude, look at he's jacked.
Like aging in reverse. It's nuts.
It's fucking nuts. So Matt Cardona is in AEW right now, and that is
incredible. He also, fun fact, he announced his new t-shirt almost immediately. It broke the selling record for AEW shop, but also fun fact, when he dropped his first t-shirt after he was let go from WWE, he broke the pro wrestling tees sale record.
Like, that dude is, that dude could not be more over.
No, ever. Forever, though. Like, always.
But, I mean, come on, you wanna fucking, how are you gonna, like, you're gonna deny that?
Yeah, he's just...
Strong Island Ice Z?
Yeah, like, I loved how he went from, like, Long Island Ice Z to be, like, Strong Island, and I'm like,
Strong Island Ice Z, baby.
I'm totally about it.
Matt Cardona, listener of the show. I still fucking woo.
I still need him to fucking sign my exclusive pop, which is one of few pops I've excitedly bought in my lifetime.
That's true. I think she's only got, legit, like, four that she's bought on her own for herself. Excitedly. Is Jericho,
yep,
Zack Ryder,
it is four.
Ed
Codsworth.
And Codsworth, yeah. Ed from Cowboy Bebop. The other four fucking pops she owns, other people have bought for it.
Yeah, they're gifts. And Zack Ryder I bought at the FYE when we were going to see AEW, actually.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was just like, is that a Zack Ryder pop?
That was like 2 years ago, too.
Yeah.
Remember when we could do things? Yeah. Anywho, speaking of, you know, current situations and...
Which one are you picking, dear?
Well, I'm just going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it real brief. I just go ahead and turn it down.
Oh, here's some news.
Trump is fucking supporting a doctor that believes that... alien sperm and demon sex are a thing that can help you get
alien DNA is what medications are made out of, and demon sperm will help you heal.
Whatever.
Either way.
It doesn't sound any better when you correct me.
No.
It's still the same four words in a different order.
And it was because she supports hydroxychloroquine and... basically, he had a bunch of quacks go on TV and support hydroxychloroquine and zinc as a cure to the virus.
Yeah.
And then he did a press conference, and somebody was like, how do you feel about the fact that this doctor you put on TV...
quack.
How do you feel about the doctor that you put on TV believes that medications are made from alien DNA? And he was just like, next... And the next reporter was like, anyway, I...
So
like,
how do you feel about...
she was just like... No, I, I rescind my time to,
I would like
this
to hear
person.
Your answer to that question.
Yeah, and so she, like, he doubled like, down on the question, and he left. Just left.
Hopefully the answer was,
he just fucking left.
Oh, that's what you were going for. I was trying to figure out what the fuck you were trying to, I can't even find it.
Man.
Dude, I understand.
You know what? Like,
I can give you any shit for the last 3 hours.
Why don't you bring your laptop next week and you can have the soundboard?
I'm not dealing with the Chromebook.
Yeah, that Chromebook can suck a dick.
I'll export the soundboard and the whole thing. All you got to do is install it and import the file, and then on command, you can just fucking whenever you fucking want. Look, I can just...
He found it.
I could just keep going. I could just... The problem is, like, the actual sound is half a second long. But the clip is like 2.5 seconds
long. Oh, it's one of those.
So this is
surrounded by silence, like a Depeche Mode song.
Like starting. Wait. Done. It is a big old thing. Is that Lita?
Yeah.
That does not even look like her. She looks like you look like in the Suburban Housewife photos you've shown me.
Oh, yeah.
Same person. They say she's the same, but she's not the same. They say she's the same, but she's not the same.
I mean, Mike's seen my Suburban Housewife photos, too. Yeah, no, yeah, it's not the...
That's true.
It's not good.
That's true, man. Do you know what's fucking crazy?
No, I will not share them for anybody asking.
That's fine. If you go to the Discord, we'll post those photos. Discord?
No, fine. Put them in the Discord. They're not going anywhere else. They're gross.
Go to the Discord. She said it. She's fucking willing to do it, man. Go to the Discord.
I don't care. Like,
you gotta pay an exclusive price of $3.99.
I mean, if you want to fucking...
With five-finger discount.
You want to post, like, the dumbest photos I have. Post the photos like from when discount? I followed, like, MSI and shit.
What'd you say, Mike?
A right-click discount.
Oh, man. I'm going to pretend I know what that means. Anyway, I'm a smart boy. Big brain. Big brain up here.
Okay, so what are we going with next? We were trying to, like, nothing. Clear the board.
Actually, I don't know. I feel this weird pull. Do you guys feel that?
I feel like we should make pizza, and I feel like my
body is just like, aside from the fact that I am still just boiling over with residual rage, I feel like my mind and my body are in two different places, and that can only mean one thing.
It's time for Morris Day in the motherfucking time.
Oh,
my jungle love. Yeah. Oh, yo. Mike, I think I want to know ya.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a bit late for that.
Yeah, hey, look, it's a dead wrestler. Anyway, wink. Can we go?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, crime time. That's a perfectly great.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a dead man. Anyway.
In poor taste, maybe. Only time will tell. Anyway, we are getting sucked into the void, so we're just going to let that happen.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
If the Hardys came out to this, it'd be the funniest goddamn thing on the planet.
We're back from the void. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're here.
How do you?
Willkommen.
No, it's funny. That's like a accidental reference to Blazing Saddles you just did.
Dope. I don't know enough about that.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I've only seen it once.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Now that we're back, let me crack open a cold one on the Discord. And why are you non-existent?
I don't know.
Why are you non-existent? Hang on.
No.
No. Why
Did
are you non-existent?
Did we lose a cord?
Because the fucking microphone's gone again. All right, hang on. Oh my god, we're back. There we are. Any fucking ways.
Did you plug me in too tight? Because I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
No. Hang on.
Yeah, you gotta adjust. You gotta finagle his little...
Drink,
his,
bitches.
His dongle. Drink. Drinking. Drinking.
I live.
Drinking.
Do you live now?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
And to get it where it'll actually, like, stay where I put it, so...
That's Dan, god damn it, that...
That magical human being.
That
what
is
do
a
you do
good
now?
Comment. Holy shit. So we posted that picture that we referenced at the head of the episode.
Yeah.
And Dan just said he looks like he's about to drop vocals for an 80s new wave song, possibly about the plush ears. Hell yeah.
Well, way into new wave, so thanks, Dan.
Okay, so I had gone into the Discord and asked
Wait. I have a thought, but I'll wait.
Oh, go for it.
No, we were, because ever since... Our store did the remodel in, like, December, January. We now play music in our quite a department store now.
Oh.
And I hate it. But every now and again, they play fucking gems. And, oh my god. I was just coming back from heading up front to give them supplies, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But fucking the Pet Shop Boys start playing.
Really?
And I'm just like, I pause.
Do they play Party Like a Rock Star?
No, it was Eastside Girls or whatever. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
But,
one.
Well, you're missing out. It's a jam. But, like, because it fades in, and I'm walking out in whatever the fuck aisle by the makeup, whatever. Yeah, by the makeup, and I just stop, and I'm like, just standing there, like, okay, wait a minute.
Am I hearing
this? I might be hearing this wrong, but. And then I'm like, nope, this is fucking Pet Shop Boys. Love it. And I just go out around the corner, and I forget who I. So, but I usually have some half-assed comment about the music we're playing, but they just see me, and I had to just be beaming, because I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, Pet Shop Boys, love it, and they're just looking at me like, what is going on right now, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, the Pet Shop Boys, hell yes, and the confusion on their face, and I'm like, I know too much, stop, I know, leave me alone.
Don't worry about it.
That is me and our new manager every time we hear Rick Astley. I shit you not, every time, just never gonna get, it's that and Spice
never gonna
Girls.
Get, never gonna
the
get.
Whole fucking pharmacy will just be like, hang on.
Never gonna get.
Like, no matter how busy we are, if somebody hears it, everybody's like, everybody shut up. There it is. All right.
You can really smell the grapefruit.
It's
You can taste the grapefruit. Yeah, it's
so
fucking good, man.
If I liked grapefruit, I'd be so happy.
I mean, I like grapefruit, but also just because. No, shut the fuck up. That is not what I.
Also, not what I meant.
God damn it. Hang on. Give me 5, 4, 3. It'll
Can
be worth
heal?
It. It's probably not.
Yeah. Got him.
Hell yeah.
No, that is like every time we catch
Can I actually
it in my
hit
pharmacy.
The... Where is it?
Which part?
Oh, here comes. Here comes. Never gonna give, never gonna give. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah, Rick Astley. Anyway.
Anyway, you were saying.
Anyway, yeah. I'm saying. To the questions. In the Discord, which we have mentioned, you can ask us questions. We ask for those every now and again. I don't know that I want to hit that first one right away. So
yeah, then skip over it for now.
If you could bring back, Dan asks, if you could bring back one food item that's discontinued, what would it be? You already know my answer.
Yeah, you already know my answer, honestly. But go ahead with yours first.
Well, what do you think mine is? It's from McDonald's. I'll give you this.
The cheddar malt?
No, the McSalad shakers, man.
Mm. I knew that. Sorry. We were talking about the cheddar malt the other day, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah, we were, yeah. No, the McSalad Shakers, dude, that fucking, it was so good. It was so good. Just for fucking lettuce and shitty Caesar dressing and, like, Parmesan.
It was just the easy way to get a salad very quickly and, like...
It was just all around good.
Yeah.
It was just a good product.
You know mine.
That's from Taco Bell, I would assume.
Chilito.
The Chilito? Dude, I'm not
Chili
familiar
cheese
with,
burrito. Yeah.
I thank you for breaking that moment, down
okay,
for me.
The moment he said that, I was like, okay, so no hurries.
Yeah. two things. One, I just... A, I would bring it back. B, on point one, there is actually an entire ICP skit that I remember from high school after they got rid of it. Where, like, I want a Chilito. I'm like, what's that? And that's where the Fukuf came from.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that's where that came from for ICP. And second of all, I 100% knew that Mike would know that because that was one of our, like, somehow earliest conversations in our friendship. Like, we got Taco Bell with Steve, and we both were just like, fuck, there's no fucking Chilito.
What's yours, Mike?
Any Taco Bell.
I was gonna say Taco Bell. I'm willing to guess any of the products that just got removed from the menu containing potatoes or beans.
I was going to ask you to ask me this question on the 17th,
right before or right after they went away,
so we can have a 5-day vigil.
I mean,
R.I.P. Yeah. Potatoes.
Yeah, ripping.
Like, rip on?
Rest in potatoes.
Yeah, I want to rest in potatoes. I was trying to get to something. I couldn't settle on one. So it's literally just any potato.
I mean, they brought it back.
You know, what I would have said, yeah. Cheesy bean and rice burrito? Yeah.
After
because he bitched about...
What, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he bitched about that for years when it went away and it came back.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? The only thing I want... The only
and
thing
of
you
all
order
things,
off your
like,
menu.
They brought it back and kept it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, rude? I just want my chili cheese burrito?
No, fuck you.
Which turns out there are stores in the South that still have them, and I'm like, I'm not going
that's
to Texas
not a risk
just
I'm
for a
to,
fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, not going to Trump country just to get a burrito, but fuck you anyway.
That's fair. Okay, let's see.
Just to reference the fact that we had a conversation somewhat similar. Hey, look, it's Hurricane again.
No, it's Gregory.
It's Gregory. He's here. Me and Anton recently were talking about a short-lived McDonald's item. The jalapeno cheeseburger, which eventually also had the same toppings put on the McChicken. With the fucking fried jalapeno coins. And the white cheese... That was just
the American Swiss.
I actually have an actual answer for something that has actually gone.
Which is?
The those Flavor Blast ice creams from McDonald's.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, yeah, that reminds me of what my answer was the other day. We were actually just talking about this.
Right.
Do you remember when Burger King had the fries that came with the powder flavored packet and you had to put it in the bag and shake it up?
Mm-hmm.
Really, I just like shit that you can shake. I like interactive
yeah,
food.
So, like babies? Oh.
Like, the cheese Burger King fries. Back when Burger King fries were good and like fresh and crispy and had a distinct taste to them. Yeah, that flavor packet shit was my jam.
That reminds me, I still have to get you to Gabuto Burger that used to be at Mitsuwa and now has a standalone restaurant like two blocks away because they have fries with shake seasoning, but it's like a straight Japanese restaurant that's out here. Okay. And it's like the weirdest fucking shake seasonings. There's some that
oh,
are like...
Oh, okay, you mean like shaker seasoning.
Yeah, like there's
you
a
say
shaker.
Shake seasonings, and I'm like, what shakes are you... Yeah, why are you ordering milkshakes that have seasonings
They
in
just
them?
Have this lineup of shaker seasonings, and like, some of them are super weird. It's like soy butter powder.
Okay.
And like curry powder and cheese powder and... sour
like,
cream and onion.
I don't know that I'd like soy anything powdered. I'm not a fucking soy boy lib snowflake cucktard. So anyway, discount podcast does not condone political Phil, whatever, unless it's fuck Trump. And then yes, absolutely. So damn fancy. Confused,
yeah.
Damn.
Sorry,
fancy.
Somebody's taking tits out. Anyway.
Oh, who is? Oh, is that Michelle McCool?
Yeah, she teased taking her tits out, so we got distracted for a second.
Damn fancy wants to know. So you were the first community. One of these days, they're gonna get mad at me for that. So you're the first community to colonize Mars. There were three ships, one for the workers, one for the officials, and one for the military. The second two explode on landing.
So we only have the workers.
We only have the workers. You are now part of the workers on Mars. What kind of system of community do you form?
So is this like Spore once you reach space?
I think so.
I would just take all the food service workers and figure something out.
I don't. I mean, honestly, I'm a little confused on the phrasing of the question because the Aussies seem to. they're going to get mad at me for this too. Funnily enough, be more well spoken. So.
And also in America, like, we can't really make a distinction between those three classes.
No.
Can and we can't. Like.
We should, but we can't.
Yeah, we can't really.
Like, if you're telling me all that's left of the working class, like, we'd be fine. Really, we'd just be happy to get rid of the other two.
Yeah.
And then we would just work shit out based on communication. So I guess. So there's, like, not a plan to make. It would just be a bunch of Americans like, oh, thank God they're gone. So that would be it. Like, that's just utopia.
Let me re-ask this. Maybe if I say it slower, it'll make more sense to me.
Okay.
You are now part of the workers. What kind of system of community do you form? What kind of system of community? Are they talking about, like...
I don't know enough about, like...
Like a barter system? Is that kind of what they're talking about? Like, how does the economy...
I'm assuming the grand scheme?
Yeah, my...
The grand scheme of things?
My grand scheme would, be, like, barter system.
If you don't contribute, you get murdered.
Yeah, I was going to say earn your keep, which is...
Right.
Yeah,
a borderline... Basically. Well, that's not a borderline. It is a necessity, and you're on fucking Mars.
I just restarted Outer Worlds, and so...
There's DLC.
I gotta dip out.
Just coming out.
I gotta dip out. The pizza's
ready. He's gotta dip.
All right, hang on, let me... Mute my goddamn self.
Your ding dang right,
go ahead.
Sorry, I can still hear you.
like, this feels just very Outer Worlds, like, I don't know.
Without the, like, you know, pseudo-plot twist at the end.
Like, if you took all the workers, we would just... work out.
I feel like everything would be fine because everyone would just be like, I'm going to do this, you're going to do that, they'll do this, they'll do this, and then everything would mostly even out.
Everybody
a couple people
would
get killed because they don't want to cooperate, but you know, whatever.
And some people would be like, I can't do much. And everybody would be like, that's fair. Like,
be some of the vendors in Fallout.
Yeah. Like, disabled people be like, I can't do much. And be like, alright, you would chill over there. No big deal.
Kill them!
So, yeah.
Feed him to the
know.
Wolves. They're worthless.
The Mars wolves?
The Mars wolves.
Granted, at this point, I've become radicalized enough that I'm like, just abolish the entire, like, stock market. I just...
For sure. Absolutely.
Fuck that shit.
Absolutely.
Just abolish the stock market and the police. Like...
Alright, let's go back here. Let's see what else we got.
Mm-hmm. What you got, dear?
I'm with you so far.
Oh, Dan had a caveat to that question.
Okay.
Which is, would the AI that runs the systems for the colony have gone rogue and actually have been the reason the ships were destroyed?
Here's
to which Dem Fancy just responded, dealer's choice?
See, I've been playing so much Fallout and Outer Worlds lately, like, I'm just determined
to
think...
Fuck shit is a norm.
Yeah, we're like, no, the company just let
Pick
them die.
Pick up Fallout Outer Worlds out now.
They really are very similar concepts, where it's just
one's
like,
in space and
it's
one's
the same game. It's the same game, just in space.
You can talk your way out of everything.
That's exactly what I wanted. That's why I bought it.
I know that's what you wanted.
But it was the people who made earlier Fallout games, which meant it was better.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. it was
just
functional.
Works.
No, it actually works.
Yeah, no, it actually works. There's the difference. The people who made Outer Worlds like knew what they were doing.
It's in reverse. The Outer Worlds team's like, it's not a fucking feature, it's a bug. Please tell us about it.
Yeah,
oh my
basically,
god.
That's 100%.
It's called a beta. Please tell us if our shit's fucked.
Yeah, like, there's a reason we have a beta. Could you tell us if something's wrong? And, like, no.
It's
because
somebody needs to look like an alpha.
That game's polished as fuck, but, like, no, it's painfully relevant. I just restarted it, and I came to, like, the first village, and they have, like, the house of the sick. And they're like, I have the plague.
Oh, yeah.
But if I have the plague, that means I'm not working hard enough. So I ended up here, and I'm like, oh, fuck. That's a
like you
little...
you were too real. Please stop.
A little too close. I just want to play this game. I like this game, but...
I just wanted chicken nuggets.
Kind of, yeah.
Out of chicken nuggets.
I just wanted to play a game I like, but, like, the first time I played it, this wasn't an issue. And I came back to it, and it was like, everybody in the first town you come to is like, well, if you don't take enough pride in your work, you get the plague. And I'm like, holy fucking shit. Nope. Too
America,
relevant.
Is that you?
I need to go somewhere
America,
else.
America, explain.
just the
why
most
is it called
shit.
Why is it called Kansas but not Arkansas? America, explain.
We're dumb. Sorry.
I had to take a moment and respond to Dim Fancy.
What you want to pick next?
What do I want to pick next? I mean, there's a lot of things on here that I don't want to fucking address.
Did you ever put my question into the fold?
Which question was that?
Here, Jovia, I don't know if you told... Whatever I... Did I snap that to you?
Oh, you did, and I don't remember what it was.
It was... Something... Fuck, no, I'm not going to remember. Something along the lines of if you had to pick, like if you knew you were going to die, but you could pick one song that would play, and then as it ended, you were gone, I think. I don't know if it's still in the Snapchat.
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
You're full of shit.
Yeah, I am full of shit.
That's because you haven't pooped in 5 years.
That's a good question. So it the stipulation is that the song has to end, and like right as it ends,
yeah, that you
that's
just,
the end.
Yeah, it's the last song.
Like it doesn't have to be dramatic or some build thing. It could
no.
Right.
It just
like,
literally has to end.
It has to be the last thing you hear.
Yeah, I think that's what, the way I worded it. Like the last thing you hear.
Well,
yeah.
Is it the last thing you hear or is it cinematic and it's like the last thing that everybody that's around
I mean,
you
no, whatever you want
yeah
it to
I mean
be,
I guess it's up to interpretation but personally I take it for what song do you want to hear last.
Man, this seltzer smells like shit. So what is your fucking don't drink the grapefruit, goddamn,
it's awful.
So
I know.
what is yours?
What is mine?
Yeah.
Oh no, I dude, I took years to settle on a song, and it's definitely Dog Fashion Disco, Sweet Insanity.
That's a good one.
Like, 100%. It literally took, like, a song tournament in my head, and also a tournament in the Facebook group, where I was like, is it just me? And no, that album is, like, the favorite of the whole fan base. And that song ended up being the favorite of the whole fan base. And I was like, thank you. Because I felt weird. But no, definitely Dog Fashion Disco, Sweet Insanity.
All right, hang on. Let me get to
it. Oh, that's the fucking acoustic version.
People sadistic and slightly deranged. Everyone is changed.
Yeah, it's acoustic.
jam, man. I don't know if we've played this at the end of an episode.
No, because you can't find it too easy. It's on their old record label. That's why they re-recorded it.
That's all I can remember from that original recording is that falsetto for My Sweet Insanity.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Mike, what is yours? I'll look it up.
In the most predictable thing I'm probably ever going to say.
Okay, so Parliament.
No, actually, it would be Exit Music by Sabotage. Mm. Only because it's just so fitting.
Name and all.
And because the song just makes me sad, but...
Spell fucking Sabotage for me.
With a V.
S-A-V-A.
S-A-V-A. Well, that's... That would be why. There we go. Incredible what an A and an O will do.
It's the whole song.
It's just...
It's just, yeah, it's just John playing piano for like 3.5 minutes.
Dope.
I mean, I like piano.
That's like the original non-acoustic Sweet Insanity is a lot of that.
Yeah, that.
Shit, I don't even know. I feel like there's...
I could give you the backstory, but no one cares, so.
That's how I feel, too.
I feel like...
Like, I could explain, but eh.
Like, there's... There's a song that I want to gravitate towards, but it's just because it hits me emotionally in a certain way. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. Given, like, well, yours is, it's non-vocal. Well, it did. It did, but his is non-vocal. Yours does actually make sense. Ugh, excuse me. Mike's is non-vocal, so it doesn't matter. You can put any instrumental and be like, that's my end music, and nobody would question it, because it's just instruments.
Because it can mean... I hope puberty eventually. Because it can mean... It can mean whatever you want it to mean, so...
Right, so go ahead, play whatever song is your instinct.
So, like, okay, well, here.
That's the important part of the question.
This is what I gravitate towards. Hang on. I have to... There we go.
Unaware that I'm tearing you asunder.
Like, this is what I want to go to because it hits me emotionally in a certain way. Like, it's just.
What's the name of this again? I'm sorry.
Running Up That Hill by Placebo. It just. It's so simple. It's just a fucking good song.
Right.
So that's what I want to go to.
Because the song that I always hear, because it's in my playlist for work, but it's not that, it's The Mountain by Gunship.
I don't know that one.
It's obvious, it's not the same song by any means, but it just gives the same vibe. Just, I think, because the vocals are vaguely similar.
Let me look it up here. Like, wrong song?
What?
Wrong song?
That's it.
Is it?
It's just kind of vaguely the same vibe. It's obviously not the same song, but...
I might have to look that band up, though. That sounds right up my fucking alley.
They're fucking... I love them.
Okay, so this is what I was actually going to go with. It's just... Joby's gonna fucking laugh at me for this. Where is it? It's him.
I see that.
Like, that's just what I go to. Like, the first one hits me emotionally. This one hits me, like, it seems more appropriate for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, super cool that I could derail that conversation. Anyway.
You didn't. That was the point of the conversation. So. That's
as proven by the deafening silence that was heard after that.
What are we going to say to it? That was kind of the point.
Yeah. Fair, I guess. And with that, oh my God, we did it. Ladies
and gentlemen, Holy shit.
Seems like a real fucking good time to get out of here. So thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed. We do this every fucking week. Heed the instructions in the after roll for the socials, the Twitter, the Discord, all that other fun stuff. Also, I am streaming again, finally, so you can go to twitch.tv/IamArcade, arcade spelt with a K, and help me get to that affiliate status. I'm literally one metric away. I know you did.
Hope you enjoyed my comment.
I did. The one you left, I did enjoy. And that's it, man. We still got a little bit of stuff on the board. Might be, well, one of them will be obsolete next week, but, you know.
As it tends to be.
Look, dude, running a podcast is hard.
Dude, 2020 is too much.
Fucking easy.
Having a pulse just kind of...
Yeah, existing is too much right now. So, thanks for existing with us and continuing to exist. And, fuck it, I'll be gross. You rock. You're doing good. You made it this far. We'll make it through. And I love you.
Stay hydrated.
We're all in this together. High School Musical 3 coming out this fall. Rated R starts Friday. Yeah, so thanks for listening.
You almost sounded like What a Fool Believes. I'm just letting you know.
Well, that's cool.
You did it.
Thank you for listening. Don't mind me. We appreciate...
Clickety-clack.
What? I want to whittle some wood with you, buddy. I can't. There's... I am just fucking this up. All around. Any fucking way. Thank you so very much for listening. We appreciate you being here. We will be back next... Be back next week with more content. We tried to stay unpolitical as much as we could for this episode. It's been kind of a running theme. Sorry, but there's really not a fucking hell of a lot going on. So, that's cool.
Everything is awful.
Everything is cool when things suck dick.
Everything's terrible when you've got chronic fatigue.
Yeah.
When you've got chronic fatigue, yeah.
It follows.
It's actually pretty good. So we will leave you on this note and fucking A, man. We'll see you next week. What are we going to do, right?
Good Continue luck. Existing?
Hit me with a click and then I'll just roll into it.
Click.
Merda santa, che è un bel cazzo di sandwich.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there. We'll be right back. What's up, all you beautiful NPCs? It's time to throw some thanks out there to our patrons at our bonus nachos level. So that'd be Mr. Charlie, Miss Renata, Mr. Shane, and Mr. Steve. Thanks for the patronage, guys. We love you.